This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called the BJP's victory historic and unprecedented and expressed gratitude to the people and party workers of West Bengal, Assam, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and Kerala. Addressing party workers at the BJP headquarters in Delhi last evening, after the poll results, Prime Minister Modi stated that BJP-NDA governments are in power in more than 20 states now. He said BJP's mantra is citizen is God and the party is dedicated to serving the people. He added that people are therefore placing more and more trust in the party. He emphasized that the people are clearly seeing that where there is BJP, there is good governance and development.
Jai parajay loktantra aur chunavi rajniti ka ek swabhavik hissa hota hai. लेकिन पांच प्रदेशों की जनता ने पूरे विश्व को दिखाया है कि ये हमारा भारत मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी क्यों है. लोकतंत्र डेमोक्रेसी हमारे लिए सिर्फ एक तंत्र नहीं है, ये हमारी रगों में दौड़ता हुआ संस्कार है. और आज सिर्फ भारत का लोकतंत्र ही नहीं जीता है, आज भारत का संविधान भी जीता है.
Highlighting the record voter turnout, the Prime Minister congratulated the Election Commission of India, its officials, polling personnel and security forces for the smooth conduct of the elections. History has been created on two fronts in the assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu. In West Bengal, the BJP has won 206 seats to secure more than a two-third majority in the assembly, ending the TMC's 15-year rule, while the TMC trailed far behind, managing to win 80, leading in one seat in the first election after special intensive revision of electoral roll. Out of a total of 293 assembly seats, results have been declared for 292 constituencies. Congress and Aam Janata Unnayan Party secured two seats each. CPIM clinched one seat. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee lost in the prestigious Bhavanipur seat to BJP's Subhendu Adhikari by more than 15,000 votes. Adhikari also won the Nandigram seat. In Tamil Nadu, actor-turned-politician Vijay's party, Tamilaga Vetri Kadagam, TVK, has created history emerging as the single largest party after winning 108 seats in the first election contested after its formation. TVK Chief C. Joseph Vijay won both Perambur and Tiruchi East seats. In the 234-member assembly, the ruling DMK secured 59 seats, while its main rival, the All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Kadagam, won 47 seats. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin lost to TVK candidate V.S. Babu at Kolhapur in Chennai. In Assam, the ruling BJP-led NDA has secured a historic third consecutive term, surpassing the 64-seat majority mark in the 126-member assembly. The BJP has bagged 82 seats, while its allies Aham Gan Parishad AGP has won 9 seats and Bodoland People's Front has secured 10 seats. Congress has won 19 seats. In Keralam, the Congress-led UDF has clinched a decisive win. While the Congress won 63 seats, its ally IUML added 22, giving the alliance a dominant edge across the state. On the other hand, the BJP, which had no representation in the assembly, has secured 3 seats this time. BJP State President Rajiv Chandrasekhar secured a stunning victory from Nemom in Thiruvananthapuram. In Puducherry, the National Democratic Alliance is set to form the next government, securing a comfortable majority of 18 in the 30-member House. A large fire broke out at the Fujairah oil industry zone yesterday after what authorities described as a drone attack originating from Iran. It is a first such strike to cause significant damage on UAE soil since a ceasefire took hold last month. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing the target of 229 set by Lucknow Super Giants, Mumbai overhauled the score 18.4 overs, losing 4 wickets. Today, Delhi Capitals and Chennai Super Kings will clash at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.